Next item on the agenda are permits, projects over $50,000 with no objection and with staff recommendation for approval. Before we do that, I'd like to swear in the staff and members of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science that may be testifying today. Do you solemnly swear the testimony that you will give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? Thank you. Mr. Grab or Mr. Watkins? Good morning, Tony.
Commissioner members, Bob's asked me to go over the page two items with you this morning.
Okay.
Where page two items are those items, that's what we refer to as those projects that are greater than $50,000 in project cost, for which we've conducted a public interest review, received no objections, and we're recommending approval by the full commission. I'll try to paraphrase each of the 14 projects that we have as page two items today, beginning with item 2A is Transcontinental Gas Pipeline Corporation. They're requesting authorization to repair or replace, as needed, natural gas transmission pipeline segments from the bank of the Potomac River in Fairfax County to Fauquier County, and that involves multiple stream crossings in Fairfax, Fauquier, and Prince William counties. We're recommending, or staff is recommending, a permit condition stating that the permit agrees to notify the commission of any line replacement, at which time a royalty of at a rate of $3 per linear foot for the encroachment over state-owned Sobriquis lands would be assessed. Item 2B, Toll Brothers Incorporated, request authorization to install 40 linear feet of sanitary sewer line beneath Broad Run in Loudoun County. We're recommending a royalty of $120 for the encroachment under 40 linear feet of state-owned Sobriquis bottom at a rate of $3 per linear foot. Item 2C, Gaslight Landings, LLC, request authorization to modify existing dock configurations by the addition of 12 mooring pilings associated with the Gaslight Landing project adjacent to their property along the Occoquan River in Prince William County. Item 2D, Occoquan Harbor Marina, is requesting authorization to rearrange the existing marina configuration, and that will result in the reduction of wet slips from 216 to 180 adjacent to their property at Occoquan Harbor Marina, situated along Occoquan River in Prince William County. In this case, because of the reconfiguration, staff's recommending a royalty of $5,150 for the encroachment over 5,150 square feet of Stadium Sobriquis bottom at a rate of $1 per square foot. Item 2E, Stafford County Department of Public Utilities requests authorization to replace and upgrade an existing county waterline crossing over 30 linear feet of Aquia Creek in Stafford County. Item 2F, City of Bristol requests authorization to construct an 82-foot long by 84-foot wide clear span replacement bridge across Beaver Creek to facilitate the widening of Lee Highway in Washington County. Item 2G, the City of Norfolk is requesting authorization to dredge approximately 1.7 million cubic yards of beach quality sand from within a portion of the auxiliary channel of the Thimble Shoal Federal Navigation Channel. This is immediately east of the Chesapeake Bay Bridge Tunnel, and this is for the purpose of selective beach nourishment on an as-needed basis along approximately 7.2 miles of city beaches along the Chesapeake Bay from the entrance of Little Creek to the Willoughby Spit in the city of Norfolk. The project also includes the extension of 12 existing stormwater outfalls as needed to accommodate the increased beach width. Item 2H, the Department of the Navy requests authorization to replace 4,622 linear feet of bulkhead landward or within the same alignment of an existing bulkhead adjacent to the SP area aircraft parking apron at Naval Station Norfolk, situated along Willoughby Bay and Mason Creek in the city of Norfolk. Item 2I, Western Virginia Water Authority requests authorization to install a 12-inch diameter water line crossing back and Magodi Creek by directional drill method or by attaching the water line to the existing bridges along Route 220. This is in Roanoke and Franklin counties. Item 2J, City of Norfolk request authorization to replace and stabilize through the installation of concrete pilings and support beams the brick facade of the existing Armed Forces Memorial at Town Point Park along the Elizabeth River in the city of Norfolk. Item 2K, Naval Facilities Engineering Command, requests authorization to construct a 145-foot, 8-inch-wide concrete launch ramp, which will taper to 99 feet 11 inches and extend 167 feet channelward of mean low water adjacent to Naval Station Norfolk along Willoughby Bay in the city of Norfolk. Item 2L, Norfolk Dredging Company, requests authorization to construct 861 linear feet of steel sheet pile replacement bulkhead, 2 feet channelward of an existing deteriorated bulkhead, and beyond mean low water, and install 4 7-pile cluster mooring dolphins adjacent to their commercial property at the confluence of Mill Creek and the southern branch of the Elizabeth River in Chesapeake. In this case, we recommend approval with the assessment of a royalty in the amount of $5,166 for the filling of 1,722 square feet of state-owned subaqueous bottom at a rate of $3 per square foot, and $176 for the encroachment of the dolphins over 88 square feet of state-owned submerged land at a rate of $2 per square foot for a total royalty amount of $5,342. Item 2M, the town of Chincoteague, request authorization to construct a 225-foot-long by 6-foot-wide pier, which includes a 16-foot by 10-foot L-head and a 225-foot-long breakwater under the proposed pier, and extend an existing pier to 450 linear feet and install under the proposed pier a 450-foot-long breakwater. Also construct and backfill 30 linear feet of bulkhead, and also dredge approximately 121 cubic yards of state-owned subaqueous material to provide maximum depths of minus 4 feet, and install 1 day marker. And this is all at the entrance to Curtis Merritt Harbor in the town of Chincoteague in Accomack County. And last item on our page twos is item 2N, the town of Saxes, a request authorization to extend their existing public fishing pier an additional 200 feet into Pocomoke Sound. The new proposal also includes a 100-foot-long by 10-foot-wide T-head. If you have any questions, I'll try to...
Any questions by members of the commission for Mr. Watkinson? Thank you, Tony. This is a public hearing. Is there anyone in the audience, pro or con, on the page two items that wishes to be heard? There being none, the matter is before the commission.
Move to approve as read.
Motion made by Mr. Schick. Is there a second?
Second
by Mr. Fox. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you. Next item on the agenda is consent agenda items. Item 3. There aren't any. Thank you very much. Is there any need for a closed meeting pursuant to Section 4?
Not at the present time.
Thank you very much. Next item on the agenda is Item 5. City of Hampton, number 06-1356.